You're listening to iWine Radio.
This is Paul Durant. I'm the master miller here at Red Ridge Farms in the Oregon Olive Mill. We are a purveyor of really high quality extra virgin olive oil that's milled here in the Pacific Northwest. It's very much an artisan product, one that we connect with consumers. And for us, it's just turned out to be a beautiful experience that we look forward to sharing throughout the year.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. Welcome to Wine and Dine. Back joining us today on iWine Radio is Paul Durant, who is incredibly entrepreneurial in his Oregon Olive Mill at Red Ridge. I'm just absolutely, utterly fascinated by this. The Oregon Olive Mill is a premier purveyor of extra virgin olive oil and home to the only estate oleoteca in the Pacific Northwest. It is the first certified modern milling operation in Oregon. And coming up here, November 21st through the 23rd, Paul, how do you describe it? Where people could come and taste.
Well, it's the Olio Nuovo Festa or Festival, which is really kind of is something that is really in the best traditions of Italy, where it's basically an open house. You know, we've come to the end of our growing and milling season, and it's really just an opportunity for people to come and, taste the oils we make.
Oh, I like that. Come in an open house. That makes total sense.
Yep.
And yes. Are you asking people to register, or is it just stop by?
No, just stop by. And again, it was an interesting thing. When I first learned how to make oil, we had a miller come from Rome for two seasons. And he lived with us, and he showed us, you know, the nuances of really making great olive oil. And at the end of the second year, he said, you know, Paul, in Italy, the end of the milling season is really important, and you need to have an open house. And this is, you know, friends and family and neighbors and members of your community. They come and they taste. And if they like, you know, they'll buy. If they don't, you know, they'll move on and do something else. So he said, it's really about a community based event. And that's kind of the vision. And it's been great. It's a lot of fun for us. We get to pour some, you know, noir. We'll do some food with the oils. And it's a great time.
We will come back and talk after the first of the year about a conference that's going to be taking place. But real briefly, also line us up for the family published a booklet of recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Using olive oil and with the Durant Vineyards wines.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that we've learned, you know, through the kind of this evolution that we're undertaking of making olive oil and kind of this journey of discovery, a lot about what olive oil is for a lot of people and has been, you know, in cultures many years older than ours. It's about community, and how olive oil and wine can come together with food to create these wonderful family atmospheres and events. And this great sense of place and community. And that's a little bit in this booklet that we've put together. It's really about some storytelling from artisan producers and chefs to kind of relay some experience around olive oil and the kind of that sense of place. And then share some recipes that are, you know, kind of embody that a little bit. And so it's a neat kind of first step forward for us to kind of putting pencil to paper and figure out a way to share some of these stories.
Is the Oregon Olive Mill olive oils available in national distribution, or is the only way people can get it is either by stopping by physically or ordering it online?
It needs to be ordered online.
Okay.
We continue to venture out. So we always look for good partners for us for retail, where people can buy it from, say, a Whole Foods or markets such as that. But for the most part, I would say 90% of what we produce is sold either on-premise or through our website.
It makes sense. Then you have total control over the quality control issues of, you know, how it's stored. You don't have to worry about any degradation in transportation and light and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and those things are really, with olive oil, I think that people need to keep in mind, it's a perishable food product, just like orange juice or any other fresh product. And so we really want to maintain that really great control over where we know the product is going. That way consumers, if they have questions, they have direct access to us. It works out really well.
And is it bottled in glass?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we bottle everything. Yeah, everything's in glass. And the interesting thing for us, too, because we're small, is, you know, we bottle our olive oils every week. We really maintain as little inventory in case goods as possible. We maintain, all of our oils are kept in stainless steel tanks with a nitrogen cap so that they're kept just as fresh as possible. That way we can ensure that when a consumer has bought that bottle, it's probably only been in that glass for maybe a month.
Oh, my gosh.
And so that's really, yeah.
And what kind of sizes? Are you putting them in like 500 milliliter bottles, or what different sizes do you have?
Well, we kind of have a variety of packaging. We do from like sample packaging starting at a 50 milliliter size, so very small.
Okay.
And then our standard kind of flagship bottle is a 375 mil bottle. It's basically, you know, the size of a split, you know, from the wine world.
Yep.
And that's a nice size that people can use it in a timely manner and not have it, you know, sit on their shelf for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And then they can get fresh product.
I do not understand why people buy these huge quart or gallon jars of olive oil. They don't realize that once they open it, it starts oxidizing.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just really important. You know, the enemies of olive oil are, you know, obviously time, light, and heat.
Yep.
And so you just want to ensure that you always are getting the freshest stuff as possible.
Your family has 17 acres of trees planted on the 120 acres. How did you go about choosing what varieties of olives to grow in the cool climate compared to Rome?
Well, I would say that it's been a journey of discovery, and we're still very much in the infancy of figuring out how to grow olives in the Northwest, or in a cool climate. And quite honestly, we've made a lot of mistakes. You know, it's from making mistakes that you learn to be better. And so we continue to iterate on good agronomy. You know, what type of nutrients do these trees need in Oregon? Because it's different than what they need in a Mediterranean climate. There's no question about that. And then really, what are the best varietals for Oregon? And so we have continued to kind of work that. We always are trying new trees, and we've discovered some trees that appear to be well-suited. And so we're kind of starting in that direction. And then the other thing that's kind of exciting for us, which kind of ties into this, you know, next step of the conference, is we've actually started propagating some of our own trees. So trees that have survived here, we're actually starting to take cuttings from those and start to propagate them.
Makes total sense. But your mom's nursery that she started, you're not selling trees through the nursery, are you?
Well, we do sell some, but not in any sort of large scale.
Okay.
I think that's it's something that it is such a new crop that we still feel like, you know, it's something that it really needs some more time. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the idea of the conference makes so much sense, that you're getting people together to discuss how to promote this and grow this industry in the Pacific Northwest. Talk to us. We would be remiss if we did not turn listeners on to this Facebook promotion that's going on.
So we have, we're running a promotion right now that is really kind of about the, you know, how do you use olive oil? And it could be anything. You know, it could be, you know, how you use it in food. You know, we've had, you know, people may sometimes burn it in a menorah. I mean, there's all these cultural things that people use olive oil for.
Yeah.
And so we're running just a bit of a promo for people to just share, what's your favorite use, or what's significant for you. And it's very simple. Post a picture and we'll see what happens.
And is that running through the Olio Nuovo Festa on November 21 through 23? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then if people want to attend that, I'm wondering, do you still have any lodging available? Can people rent a room or a cottage?
Yes, I believe we still have lodging available. And, certainly I'm not looking at our reservations right now.
I'll
but
put you
certainly
on the spot.
People, if they go to redridgefarms.com, there's a link right there. And you can see what kind of space we have available on the property. So.
Okie dokie. Well, I think olive oil, especially as fresh as this is, you just finished pressing, you're just bottling.
Yep.
What a fantastic gift this holiday season.
Yeah, and it's a great gift. I just came down before we started talking. I just finished the tasting of the new oils with some folks. And for people to taste that fresh olive oil, for a lot of Americans, it's the first time they've tasted it. Olive oil, anything like that. It's so vibrant and it's so flavorful. The texture is so unique that it just blows people away. So it's really fun for us to get to share that with consumers and folks that show up.
But before we say goodbye today, tell us, what is the oil tasting like from the 2014 harvest? Or what is it smelling like?
Well, we did four oils. We did an Arbequina, we did a Tuscan blend, we did a Coroniki, and we did a Frantoia, which is a mono cultivar of Italian.
Okay.
And across the board, it's interesting. The oils are all vibrant, maybe a little riper than we've seen in the past, which is always interesting. And very, I think, almost not savory. Maybe not quite the right word, but just very rich in texture. So it's very exciting. So we are really pleased with the quality and how the oils came in. And it's just been a great melon season, no question.
When you say savory, are you referring to like a pepperiness or a spiciness to it?
Yeah, a little bit of that spiciness. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about olive oil, especially fresh olive oil, is that it has a little bit of that pungency and maybe like a white pepper. Or sometimes a capsaicin, or different, and all the oils are different, so they pair differently with different food. But they all have that very, very nice spice component to them. And again, it also reflects to, I realize this is my seventh year making olive oil, and every year I realize how much I need to continue to learn. So it's always a journey of discovery that ultimately elevates the quality of the product year after year.
And the color has got to be gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous green.
Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful, beautiful stuff.
Well, Paul Durant, we'd like to thank you so very much for joining us once again from Red Ridge Farms, and we'll have a link up. And we're going to continue this conversation after the first of the year about the couple festivals that are going on that you're associated with. We thank you so very much, and hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Great. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain. iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iwineradio.com.